All right, a pleasure to have you back as we get ready for baseball today. It is the Giants and Padres game three of this series. We're bringing Gordon Whitmire, and we love Gordy. He's been a guest for many years on the show with us, and he's part of NBC Sports Chicago. Gordy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Marty?
Very well, very well. Interesting time of year for baseball because we're in that period of time that, you know, over this next few weeks, teams think they stay in it. Some teams drop out of it, and I thought of you today because of...
and some teams have known for months.
because of one guy, Will Contreras. And I'm looking at the Giants catching, and Joey Bart got hit by a foul tip last night, and he's not in there today, and they've got a backup who really a minor league backup. And I said, boy, Contreras would fit nicely here. And I'm sure there's about 14, 18 teams in baseball saying the same thing. So what about Will Contreras?
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, the price for him, I've always thought, is just going to depend on how many teams come at him. Because this guy is, I mean, we talk about him as a catcher, right? He's going to start, he's the starting catcher for the third time in four All-Star games this year. But more than that, he's one of the best bats on the market. And in an age of the universal DH, that means any team can use him. Any team that needs a bat can use him. He's got a 900-plus OPS, and he's also defensively versatile. He can play a little third base for you if you wanted. He can play some first base for sure, and he could even stretch to left field and be pretty pretty competent out there. In fact, that was the first defensive position he ever played in the big leagues. So this guy can do a lot. He's a fit for a lot of teams, but definitely a team like the Giants, who have specifically a catching need, he might be the most valuable player on the market this side of, a really dominant or frontline starting pitcher that we don't know about yet that's available. And so, you know, what do you got? What do you got for him?
Well, the Giants and Cubs had a deal last year. Went down to the last 2 minutes before the deadline where Chris Bryant came over to the Giants. Just to digress for a second, Chris Bryant's come alive here for the Rockies. Hit another home run today. I think he's got four now.
I saw that. I saw that. At one point, I don't know, did he hit a second one today? He had three in like a 24-hour period, I saw.
Yeah, I think he's got four now. I think that's what I saw. But Giants and Cubs have done business before. The other one the Cubs have is the closer, and he's been around baseball for a while. But today the Giants DFA Jake McGee. Now, not that Robertson is a lefty, but you can always use a hard-throwing reliever, especially a guy at the end of the game, which the Giants could use. What about Robertson?
He's been amazing. Now, he missed most of the last 3 years, primarily with injury, and then a little bit of the pandemic was part of it too. But he's back, first full season since 18, I think, and looking like all-star form. He's made one all-star game in his prime, and he looks every bit as good as he did that season. He's got good velocity. He's obviously a veteran aside from a couple of recent outings. He's shown really good command this year and great stuff. And he's pitched in a World Series and won one. So I think he's going to be one of those highly sought after guys on the market. I mean, the Cubs have one of the best bats and one of the top relievers on the market. So they're going to look for the same kind of return they got last year when they thought they did pretty good, dumping a whole bunch of guys. And by the way, you know, you mentioned that Chris Bryant trade last year. They love what they got back. Caleb Killian, who wound up being the Arizona, pitched a no-hit ball in the Arizona Fall League championship game and has made his debut this year. And Alex Canario, who's doing pretty well in A-ball right now.
Boy, Giants and Cubs have done business before, and Brian, of course, now with Colorado. Robertson would fit nicely. Now, Giants love eighth-inning guys, seventh-inning guys, and you got Givens there, too, and I've always liked him with the Orioles and Rockies. So, Michael Givens, you like him? Is he possible a trade bait, so to speak?
Yeah, they've got three. Last year they put together a veteran threesome that they moved all at the deadline. Craig Kimbrell, of course, was kind of in a class by himself. He might be a Hall of Famer one day. And then Andrew Chafin, a left-hander, and Ryan Tepera, a right-hander. These are all right-handers, but it's similar. They've got three of them because there's also Chris Martin, the guy that pitched in a World Series for the Braves last year, who I'm all but certain is going to be moved as well. So those three are all going to be on the market. Of the three of them, Givens throws the hardest. I think a lot of people could see him slotting into a late relief role as well as any of those guys. I still think Robertson would be the guy to target, right? Because he's got all that experience. He can close. He doesn't need to close. We call him the closer. David Ross, the manager, hasn't called him the closer at all this year. He's just primarily leaned on him in that ninth inning, but he's also brought him in at times in hot spots in the seventh and eighth. So he's comfortable anywhere you use him. So he could fit anywhere for teams. But I do like Michael Givens, too, and I think he's going to get a lot of attention. The thing he doesn't have that Martin and Robertson have is quite the postseason experience.
Mm. Well, I see the Giants and Cubs in the future. I can see it. I think there's some good fits there. They're good. Pleasure
I
to
think
talk
there's
to
a
you.
Lot of talking that's going to go on.
Yeah,
they got a bunch
yeah.
of friends, too, in those front offices.
Boy, they sure do. All right, Gordon Whitmire with us, NBC Sports Chicago. Good report on what the Cubs are going to be very busy over the next few weeks. I see that coming. Well, they're in L.A. taking on the Dodgers. The Dodgers are beating them eighth straight. This Cubs team, are they tanking, rebuilding? How would you describe this Cubs team? We'll see them in a couple of weeks.
Well, I've called it a soft tank. I mean, despite some of the lip service, they had no intention of coming in and winning much this year. The front office put together a couple pieces that might be here when the team turns a corner. In Suzuki especially, Seiya Suzuki, who got a five-year deal. I know the Giants were trying to get him too. He's looked good since he's come back from the IL here this past week. And Marcus Stroman, who returns from the IL this weekend. I think he pitches tonight. He's been kind of up and down, and then he got COVID, and then he got hurt. He's had some really nice starts, too. He's on a three-year contract, so he's one of these guys where I wonder if he's going to be there when they turn the corner, or I wonder if he's going to be a guy that's traded before then. But they put together a couple of these guys, these pieces. They've got some young guys coming, and some of those have debuted this year. They've got some young pitching, which we haven't been able to say for a decade with this team and this player development system. So they had some optimism, but they had no intention of winning. So I call it a tank, or at least a soft tank. When everything didn't fall right, the roster was built to blow up at the deadline again. So that's what they're going to do. That's the flexibility they've built in, if you want to be generous about how you describe it. They're definitely rebuilding. It looks like a multi-year process. And by my definition, there's at least a little bit of tank going on in the early part of this.
Well, are they still playing the Go Cubs Go? I mean, how's the fan base taking this?
Yeah, well, the fans that are still showing up get to sing it once in a while. It has been a thing. I mean, there's a lot of angry fans. I see it on social media, and you can see it in a decline in attendance this year. It's rebounded a little bit with some marquee series and the weather turning here in the summer. After they, especially Wilson Contreras, there very, very few fans have any use for that idea. Most of them that are expressing themselves are angry that they would not make a better effort to extend him. And really, they haven't made any recent efforts to extend him. So the idea that they would just trade him because they don't see him as part of their future for whatever he might cost is really riling up a lot of fans, especially when you consider that I think the last independent report I saw said the game day experience, what it costs to buy a ticket, buy a hot dog, buy parking, things like that. The whole package for the average fan costs more at Wrigley Field than anywhere else in baseball. And the ticket prices themselves are among, I believe, the top three or four prices in the game. So that's pretty hard to swallow when they blow up your team, they trade away your favorite players, they do it, they start that process right after a division title in 2020, and expect you to keep paying the same prices.
Wow, interesting. Boy, Gordon Whitmire, always an interesting report. Steele tonight against Kershaw, that's who we got. Thompson yesterday has been pitching great out of the bullpen and as a starter. And Dwayne Kuiper said it, look, you get some of these pitchers and they've got good stuff and you get a bullpen behind them. We saw it with Detroit. They can give you trouble. So key for me and the Cubs is don't let that starting pitching get deep into the game.
Well, yeah, right. And like you just said, that's you say that pretty much about everybody. And these are the young guys I'm talking about. Keegan Thompson and Justin Steele, homegrown pitchers. We haven't seen homegrown pitchers. Really, we haven't seen Carlos Zambrano, Jeff Samardzija. These are the last homegrown pitchers that stuck in the Cubs rotation for even a few years. And so that's how long it's been since they've produced their own pitchers, in particular for the starting rotation. So the fact that these guys look the part right now, and we'll see if it sticks, but they are getting better. There is starting to become sort of this linear quality to the development, fewer stumbles and setbacks. So I suspect these guys will be locked in going into next year as rotation pieces. And, watch Steele tonight against the Dodgers, because that'll be telltale. They both have competitive streaks for young guys that have really made them interesting to watch against some of the better teams they've faced. So, I anticipate that Steele will show up again good, especially against Kershaw. And, might not be enough to win a ball game against that team, but it'll be worth watching for what it might mean going into next year and beyond with this rebuild with the Cubs.
All right, great, Gordy. Thanks so much. A great report. Always a pleasure to have you on, Gordon Whitmire. Have a good day, and we'll chat again.
All right, you too, Marty. Take care.
Yep, I got a feeling we're going to be talking by the end of the month here. All right, more coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5. But before we do that, right, Raph, we've got to do our community spotlight. All right, now it's time for the week's community spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. With 15 locations to serve you, this month's spotlight is in the San Francisco Foster Youth Fund.